And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
You and me would probably be the way it would come out.
What if you're talking about some man and yourself? You'd say...
Him and me.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might...
It suits me.
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yeah, that was...
That's him.
And if it was a woman...
That's her.
And two people.
It's them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or I'm not as tall as...
She is.
And he can do that better than...
I can.
And if you had been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is... What west I've ever been?
It's the furthest west.
And...
Excuse me. Fresca. Good morning. Yeah, and that other one they released yesterday. I'll be delighted. Okie doke.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And it belongs to both of us.
Ours.
And to them.
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers.
Do you ever hear people say yourn, his'n?
It's, yes, uh-huh.
How would?
They'd say it's his'n, it's her'n, H-E-A-R-N, uh-huh. You'll hear that quite a bit.
That's pretty common around?
It's pretty common. Uh-huh.
Would you ever say that?
I would consciously not say it. I mean, I don't think that I would do it, but I say other things that's equally as flat.
And there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave. You say, well, I hope.
Hope y'all have a good trip or whatnot.
Do you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
No, I don't think so. Y'all usually denotes more than one when it's used. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any occasion when you would just use it for one person.
Say if there was a group at your house and they're getting ready to leave and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. You'd say, Where are
your coats? Do you have your coats?
Did you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats?
It would be used that way.
How?
Do y'all have your coats?
Okay. And there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you're asking about the people that had gone. You'd ask somebody.
Who all was there?
And there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family. You'd ask about them.
Let's see, whose children are whose?
Okay, did you ever say who all's children are they?
Who all, yeah, you hear that, you use that. You'll hear that quite often. Who all's here? Who all was there?
Okay, well, what about who all's children?
Who all's children are those?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you might ask someone.
What all did he say?
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
for himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Well, you've got cornbread. Light bread always means the kind that you buy at the store, you know, in the sack.
Mm-hmm.
White. But you got cornbread and light bread and biscuit and bread. It doesn't even begin to mean the same thing in this area. Biscuit is biscuit and bread is bread. but let's see.
What if people put in light bread to make it rise?
Yeast.